Calling all lovers of mystery, prepare to don your detective hat in June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective who is on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. Take a trip in time to the glitzy 20s to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. If, like me, you get sad when a story comes to a close, never fear. With June's Journey, the thrill is endless, since new chapters are added weekly. And not only can you enjoy the detective adventure, but you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island, where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
You're listening to Muses and Stuff. This is the podcast that's all about the dolls. They were the groupies, the wives, the girlfriends, and the muses who played such a huge role in rock and roll history by simply being themselves.
They were sweet, sexy, brave, and powerful. They went after what and who they wanted, and they made no apologies.
We are your hosts, Shanti and Lynx.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Electrified Porcupine. Electrified Porcupine is a pretty kick-ass website where you can go and read and learn all about music, gaming, wrestling, retro, TV, movies, cartoons, and collectible toys. So go to electrifiedporcupine.com and have a look around. See what you like.
Testing.
And this looks like it's recording. Perfect. Okay. So, hello.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you so much for welcoming me to Lee's Palace.
No problem.
So what you're doing right now, I don't know if I explain this, but you are... Oh, this is a big open window. There's no way to close that. Okay. So you are going to be on a podcast called Muses and Stuff. And it's a podcast about legendary music muses and super groupies. So like the women right from the 60s to present day who consider themselves groupies. And now there's like third generation feminist groupies out there being like, we're groupies, we're happy about it.
Rock and roll.
Band-aids.
God bless them.
Yeah, so band-aids is the rock and roll term that Cameron Crowe turned for Almost Famous.
Yes.
And so if you're hearing a lot of background noise right now, that's because, what's this band here?
The Flatliners.
The Flatliners are maybe doing soundtracks soon, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm sitting here with Luke, Kyle, and Ross.
Hello.
Of the Dirty Now.
Hi.
Hello.
And so I ran into you outside while you were having a taco and reintroduced ourselves, but we've actually met before in Peterborough.
In Peterborough, okay.
5 years ago.
Oh.
At the Spill?
At the Spill.
Okay.
And then after you guys played your show at the Spill, I was living above it at the time.
Right, okay, that was you.
That was me. So they came up to my room, and for I don't know how long...
Are there lofts up there, like band lofts, or is that...
There used to be rooms that people could, like a big room that the bands could stay in when they were in Peterborough. And then one guy who took the room after me when I moved out was, like, smoking out the window. And the one rule was never to smoke out the window. Oh, no, 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 never to smoke. Just don't smoke up there. Like, sex, rock and roll, whatever. Just no, like, drugs or cigarettes up there. Just don't do it. And he did it. And the landlord caught him, and the whole thing was shut down.
Ah, damn.
Such a shame.
So, the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, exactly. So that doesn't exist anymore. But these guys played for me for, like, I don't know, a good hour.
Yeah, we played some songs on acoustic.
Yeah, we were all pretty tuned up that night.
Yeah, and played some David Bowie, which was really nice. But what ended up happening was I was finishing my Bachelor of Education, and I needed something to kind of occupy myself and keep me busy. And so I was, like, recording some friends, or I knew I was, like, in a nice time of rock and roll, and Peter was great, so I wanted to, like, document a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that I knew nothing about, like, editing or, like, sound quality or anything like that, so then I just shelved everything and then was really embarrassed about it for a good 4 years.
But now you're here.
And now I'm here. Yeah. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So in the last 5 years since I've seen you, and now I'm meeting you for the first time, just tell you what I've been up to. Did my Bachelor of Education, moved to Halifax. I've been teaching and got my yoga certification.
Wow.
So that's in a nutshell. Namaste, what I've been doing. And Lynx is my co-host, and so I have a co-host of the podcast, but she couldn't be here. She's got to work. So what have you guys been doing?
Just this, a lot of this. Luke graduated
yesterday.
Yesterday
from university.
Congratulations.
I kind of graduated university at one point.
You got your degree.
But other than that, we've just been playing a lot. We put out a record. Put out a few things since then.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I really like it.
Since 2012, we released probably two or three 7-inches and a 10-inch. We released our full-length debut, Higher Power, in February of 2016. And we have just released our compilation record, Minimum R&B, with all of our early 7-inch material and 10-inch material on it, plus a new song, and that came out earlier this month, and that about brings us up to the date. We've just been doing a lot of touring here and in Europe. We went to Australia in January, done a lot of trips around the United States, and this is just the very end of this Canadian tour that we're doing with the Flatliners and Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs, and then we're heading immediately over to Germany for summer festivals.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wunderbar?
Wunderbar, yeah.
Yeah. Where have you been enjoying touring the most?
Europe.
Who has the most babes?
Oh, I don't know.
There are lovely ladies all across this goddamn planet. But,
sure are.
We really like going to Europe a lot because the backstage food is always on point. And it's just fun being in another country where they don't really speak your language. Or they do. A lot of Germans speak English, but you find yourself in funny situations that break up what can be the monotony of touring. So we very much so enjoy Europe, but that's not to say that we don't love bringing rock and roll music to our own Canadian people as well, and those folks down south.
Well, I'm excited to see you guys tonight for the first time in 5 years.
We're excited to play.
So if you've been touring so much, what have you been doing to take care of yourselves? Have you guys been doing the, like, hard partying, drinking a lot? Or do you need a yoga instructor certified who has the summer months off to accompany you?
Well, when I'm home, I usually do... I exercise a lot, just in different ways, but ride my bike a lot. I've done a lot of different kinds of, like, yoga and stuff like that. I've done different kinds of, like, weightlifting and stuff. But when we're on tour, it kind of depends on what our circumstances are like, what our accommodations are like on that specific tour. But I usually try and do a plank every day, just push-ups, and drink lots of water. And but that's not to say that we don't fucking raise hell.
You gotta choose your nights.
I mean, every night is Friday night for us, so or it has the potential to be. So you kind of have to, if you want to do this as a career and you want to have any kind of longevity and any kind of hope to continue advancing, you've got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, you do. So you can just check in your budget, in your tour budget, whatever, see if you have.
Oh, not that part.
For a yoga instructor, just let me know. Think about it.
All right.
And just get back to me.
We'll have our people talk to your people.
Thank you.
Ross and I also have a really good scheme that we've been using on the last tour of going to gyms and saying, we're very interested in maybe purchasing a membership here, but we're wondering if we could get a trial workout.
Yeah.
It worked every time.
Every time.
Except once on opposite different occasions. I had to pay once and Luke had to pay once.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
It was awesome. It was
So pro tip out there for all you aspiring travelers or touring musicians. Just
never pay.
Feign interest in actually obtaining a membership, and you can get a lot of things out of people.
That's awesome. I was in Peterborough not too long ago for the network that Muses and Stuff is on is from the Peterborough Independent Podcasters. So we've been with them for a while now, and they had like a live podcast taping, so I wanted to talk about some Peterborough experiences. So one thing that we talk about with groupies and stuff like that, a lot of the times, you know, people think groupies and they're like sluts and, you know, that kind of stuff, and like, sure, yeah, great, that's a part of it, but that's not always a part of it. We kind of look at all different kinds of fandom, from the people standing in front of the stage, people who go repeatedly to shows, so I'm sure you see some familiar faces, and that time that we had in Peterborough, that was just a nice little private concert in my room, and that's all it was, unfortunately. I told that was one of my Peterborough stories when I was up in front of everybody, just telling them about some Peterborough times and what Peterborough had done. And then when I finished, I came off of the stage and a guy stopped me and he was like, I know that band. I was their cab driver once, and I don't know if it was in Hamilton, but he said that you guys were very, very rowdy in his cab and you got pulled over by the cops, but you somehow talked the cop out of getting him a ticket.
I don't know.
He said you were really drunk, so maybe you don't remember it, but...
That is likely that happened, but given the circumstances that I guess you've already revealed, few and far details still remain, I think, in either of our minds, if it did. But certainly not denying it.
Alright. I noticed that when you're on stage, sometimes you wear like a shirt with stars on it, right?
That I do.
So now that you're getting to where you are now, you guys want a Juno? That's pretty big. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. My podcast was nominated for an award.
Ooh.
We didn't win, but it wasn't about that. We still got to go party on the top of the Student Tower.
It's all that matters.
It's all that matters. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Are people starting to, like, because I had brought you guys, like, a token of thanks that I'll give you afterwards, but I was thinking, like, what can you get? What can you get for the band who has everything? Do you find that people are, like, bringing you striped shirts or, like, gifts or...
People have given me various... shirts with stars and stuff,
yeah.
And gifted me things like that. People have given us a lot of like drawings of us and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
Get a lot of demos and that kind of thing. A lot of free food,
treats, cakes.
That's nice. And does anybody ever come to the show wearing the stars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Backpacks.
People give me bubble gum.
Yeah, we got some free backpacks and bags.
I blow bubbles on stage, so people give me
pillows.
Yeah.
Mattresses.
I'm trying to get sponsored by, like, Casper Mattress, because they give you a free mattress.
They gave us one, yeah.
What? You got one?
Well, yeah, with the Juno.
It's in the mail.
How? Yeah. Which one of you is going to get it?
I don't know.
Well, we haven't talked about that.
What, live together so
we
you
do.
Can all rotate?
Yeah, well, this is like a monthly, it's a timeshare.
It's a timeshare.
It's a timeshare mattress.
The MVP of every month we'll get to sleep on.
Okay. Great. Are people asking for autographs?
Yeah.
Sign a lot of shit.
I got asked for my autograph for the first time today.
Oh, really?
Ever.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I went to my old school that I used to work at last year. They'd just be like, hey, everybody, remember me? And they did, and one of my students from last year was so excited that she was like, Madame, can I have your autograph? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And so I took that as a good sign of like...
Superstar.
Then I saw her out on the playground and just had it with her.
Nice.
Yeah.
You changed that child's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, rock and roll comes second for me. Changing children's lives comes first.
Do it for the children. We do it for the children, we do it for the environment.
Yeah, mostly the environment. Yeah.
We're all doing it for the children and the environment. Actually, this is kind of nice. I was going to say ahead of time, like, last episode that we did was pretty depressing. We did it about Bobby Darin and Sandra Dee, and we did it about like, a book that Lynx read, and then we had an interview before that with Denise Donlan, who's like a media mogul, like the CEO of Sony Music Canada. She was like the head of Much Music. She's insane. But we talked about all that stuff, like political, environmental, like all that shit, so I was going to be like, we're not going to talk about that today. We're just going to keep it
light
and happy.
I think that's all we have to say about the environment.
So okay, I'll just ask you a final question. So now that we have this podcast about groupies,
yes.
Let me ask you a final question before we do some groupie trivia, and then we're done. When I go to shows now, I'm always so focused in on what the crowd is doing. I'm always so curious to see like who's standing where, or who waits around afterwards, or who are the people wearing the t-shirts, or like who are the guys standing with their arms out like at the front, not wanting anybody to stand beside them. Mm-hmm. So what is your ideal crowd when you look down, and like what do you want to be seeing?
A lot of movement.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hands in the air, a lot of people singing along, having a good time, getting along. No deaths.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. I'd say as few kind of dudes punching that shit out of each other as possible, but, you know, rowdiness is fine. But, I mean, anytime people like our songs and are singing along, it's incredibly exciting. So.
I'm going to sing along this time.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
If I just, like, sweet talk whatever guy is standing in that prime spot to just, like, move over a little bit, that's
where
I'm going to be.
Here now, if you wait.
I'm just going to stay here for the next 6.5 hours.
Get the good spot.
People. I'm going to do that for Tom Petty on July 16th for Blues Fest. Oh, nice. We're going to go wait for
eight hours. For TP.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Bring water and everything.
Yeah, exactly. What about the guys that stand at the front of the stage that are, like, trying to make eye contact with you the whole time? Do you, like, look down at them and give them a smile? Like, how many times do you do that? Do you notice those guys?
You know, sometimes. Depends on, like, how far away you are from people or what you can see.
I've been fist pumping them lately.
Yeah.
Sometimes they wink at me.
No, they're just here to be there. And you gotta return it.
Yeah.
I have recently become a little bit annoyed with, but I've been able to tune it out, but people trying to start conversations with me while I'm trying to fucking play. It's funny, but it's also like when they won't stop trying to get my attention to deliver some sort of innocuous comment or question that somehow just can't wait until we're done playing.
What kind of question?
It is stupid as shit ever. Just like, let me think. What gauge of strings are you using? Like, fucking, who cares? Like,
ask me later.
I will be over at our merch table, signing babies. You can ask me then.
I remember the one time, it was like a long time ago, it was like 5 years ago, but we played the Holly show, and that guy from our high school, Dave Schmidt, drunkenly came on stage during the set and leaned into me and just went, dude, you've been going to the gym? I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Yeah.
So,
literally, I was so dumb. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, sometimes guys are the worst for that, wanting to get up on stage and whatever. Yeah. But sometimes I like to hang around too and just watch the people who are just waiting around. Sometimes people like wait at the front of the stage and they grab the set list, like fandom, groupiedom, all of that. It's like it's a big thing and it's fun to talk about it. Frank Zappa was a big believer and a big supporter of groupies, and especially like those girls that got out in front of the stage and they like made all of the vibes good so that people weren't punching each other.
Yeah.
But they just made everybody feel happy and good and dancing and make people feel like, or bands feel like when they come to town that you're taken care of.
Yeah.
And that's a bit of a home away from home. Like, I don't have to explain
it's
to you.
It's a support system all on its own.
There's usually a lot of smiles in the crowd at a Dirty Nail concert. Yeah, it's a lot of smiles.
Rock and roll's just a lot more fun when it's not all dudes. I think I could say pretty decisively that's just, you can get a good balance of ladies and dudes, then it's much better vibes than shirtless men punching each other in front of their band.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a little bit of groupie trivia, then I'll let you go eat your tacos. But I'm going to ask you when you're on stage, I'm like, hey!
What did you get on your taco?
How was your taco? Yeah. Would you go back?
Yeah.
Four out of five? 3 out of 5?
Please respond.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
No, I'll just get up on stage and just whisper it to you. Okay, I'm just going to ask the questions on the top of my head about groupies. Okay, which groupie, and it'll be multiple choice, otherwise, like, how the hell are you supposed to know?
Yeah.
So, which groupie, taught Elvis how to dance, kiss, and make love? Was it Priscilla, Elvira, also known as Cassandra Peterson, or Tura Satana, a.k.a. Miss Japan Beautiful?
Ooh,
damn.
I want to say Miss Japan Beautiful because I think that name is sick, but Parkside knows.
It is definitely not Priscilla because she was like 16 years old.
Yeah, what does she know?
But
it's B.
It's B. I'm saying it's Elvira.
It's Elvira? Mm-hmm. It's just of the dark.
Elvira?
It was Tura Satana.
I was right!
Tura Satana is Miss Japan Beautiful.
Which is a sick name.
Yeah, so she was half Hawaiian and half Japanese. So her mom taught her how to dance. And she was with Elvis before all of those women were. So Elvis ended up kind of molding Priscilla into what would look like Tura. And he proposed to her and she said no because the colonel was an asshole. And so it just didn't end up happening. But she ended up keeping the engagement ring that Elvis gave her.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you can watch a video of her and Pamela Jabbar talking about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
so she's crazy. Amazing. And then Elvira, she became Elvira. She was Cassandra Peterson, and she used, or she still is, but she actually got red hair underneath that black wig. And she was a showgirl in Vegas, and Elvis actually gave her the information to, like, do more than that. Like,
I see.
Like, go and be a little bit more. He gave her a couple singing lessons on the piano, and then she eventually turned into Elvira.
There you go.
That's
awesome.
Never knew that.
There you go. That's what the podcast is about. It's about educating, too, about, like, these badass women who were kind of, like, pushed to the
side. Yeah.
So, another question that I'll ask you is, which groupie has been, like, famously called, or has famously said that she is fluent in 3 languages and 3 Rolling Stones? Was it Marianne Faithfull, Anita Pallenberg, or Bianca Jagger?
Is Anita Pallenberg. Final answer.
Final answer. Absolutely, yeah. It was Anita Pallenberg. So she...
Rest in peace.
She just died the other day.
Okay.
But she was with Dave Jones first, and then she left him for Keith.
He stole her while Brian was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then it was said that, like, suspected that she had an affair with Mick Jagger on the set of Performance, but she never confirmed it.
Yeah.
Good, how are you doing?
Sorry, just wanted to go ahead and
see. Promise, you can get in on the last trivia question.
No, it's okay, I'll leave you guys
alone. Okay, which groupie lost her virginity to David Bowie? Was it Pamela DeBar, Sybil Starr, or Lori Lightning?
Sybil Starr.
Yeah.
final answer from Lake.
It was Lori Lightning.
Damn it!
So originally named Lori Maddox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was friends with Sybil, and they hung around a lot. Mm-hmm. But she was pretty young, so we haven't done an episode on her yet because we don't know how we want to go about it because she was 13 and 14 years old when a lot of this stuff happened.
Yeah.
With Jimmy Page and David Bowie. But Pamela DeBar is like the queen, so she has interviewed a lot of these women and has written about them in her books, and they've like talked themselves. And Lori was like, it was a great experience. We had a bath together. He was so lovely, and it was like I wouldn't take it back. So after she went from David Bowie, she went to Jimmy Page.
There's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah. A whole other can of worms, which we'll have an episode on one of these days. Okay.
Sure.
Well, that's
awesome.
It.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you very much. This was very fun.
Thank you so much. Okay, good. So, enjoy your sound check, enjoy your tacos, and I'll link up all of your shit on the internet.
No worries.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. Wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.